Me and You by Niccolò Ammaniti, translated by Kylie Doust, and read by Rupert Degas. I felt like an idiot as I rode the tram, with my skis and ski boots squashed in between office clerks in ties and suits, mums and kids heading off to school. If I closed my eyes, it felt like I was on the cable car, with Alessia, Oscar Tomasi, Dobosh and the Sumerian. I could smell the lip balm, the suntan lotion. We would have got off the cable car, pushing each other and laughing, talking loudly regardless of the people around us, like all those people my mother and father call yobs. I would have said funny things and have made them all laugh while they put their skis on. I would have done impressions of people, cracked jokes. But I was never able to say funny things in public. You have to be very confident to make jokes in public. Life is sad without a sense of humour, I said. Amen, answered a lady standing next to me. My father had said this thing about a sense of humour after my cousin Vittorio had thrown a cowpat at me during a walk in the country. I was so angry I grabbed a huge rock and threw it at a tree while that retard rolled on the ground with laughter. Even my father and mother had laughed. I loaded the skis onto my shoulders and got off the tram. I looked at my watch. 7:50. Too early to go back home. I was sure to run into Dad as he left for work. I headed towards Villa Borghese, to the valley near the zoo where dogs are allowed to run off the lead. I sat down on a bench, pulled a bottle of Coke out of my backpack and took a sip. My mobile began ringing in my pocket. I waited a moment before answering.
Mum, everything all right?
Yes.
Are you on your way?
Yes.
Is there much traffic?
A Dalmatian careered past me.
A bit. Can you put Alessia's mum on?
I lowered my voice.
She can't talk right now. She's driving.
Well, I'll speak to her this evening then, so I can thank her.
The Dalmatian had begun barking at its owner because it wanted her to throw it a stick. I put my hand over the phone and ran towards the street.
All right. Bye. All right, mum, bye. Hey, where are you? What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm in bed. I wanted to sleep a little more.
When are you going out?
I'll go and see your grandma later. And Dad? He's just left.
Ah, okay then. Bye.
Perfect.